Just heard a little from Aaron Rodgers just there, and you know those Pat McAfee interviews are always fun. And he's talking about something, you know, in that clip you heard the team's playing with too much anger and not enough fun, and you got to go out there and be loose, and you know the power of positivity. I think there was a quote: "The power of positivity is a snowball that can become an avalanche," and you know it sounds a little hippy-dippy when it comes from the ayahuasca kid. I understand that, but I've kind of been saying the same thing. I think football is like that. And he talked about in the interview a bunch of different seasons that, you know, there's obviously the famous relax season where they started off poorly and turned it around. There's been other seasons where he has gotten the Green Bay Packers hot. Obviously not the New York Jets, but the Green Bay Packers. He even mentioned the last year in Green Bay where they got off to a miserable start, including losing a game to the New York Giants in London. And he hurt his thumb in that game. And then, if you remember, he's not wrong. At the end of the year, they were a team that people were afraid to play in the postseason. They were trending in the right direction. They had won 5 games in a row. They got a little lucky in a Miami game where I think Tua made an inexplicable decision, or he got hurt again, or I forget what it was, but I remember them getting lucky against the Dolphins, and they were on fire. And I remember the conversation very well leading into that last week of the season against Detroit, that they were a team in the NFC that could make a run from a lower seed. They were going to sneak in as the final team, and they could be dangerous with Aaron Rodgers on a hot team. Now, they ended up losing that game to Detroit, and he didn't play well, but I do believe that you could see a run in this team. It's hard to fathom inside this AFC while you watch what the Ravens have become. You know, they just got beat by the Steelers, so there goes a tiebreaker with them if you need it. You know, there's a lot of good teams in the AFC. The Bills have already beaten them. So it seems unlikely, but I have to admit, he's not wrong, and he's picking a good week to do it, because honestly, if they go out and they beat New England, they've got to start, you know, believing in each other. And I thought, like an idiot, I guess, that he could come in here, and you saw it in the Hard Knocks a year ago, how the team just rallied around him and believed in him. And watching him practice, they were just like, gee, what we could be now with Aaron Rodgers. And I thought Garrett Wilson would really buy into that and take a huge leap and work with him. And instead, it's just been awful. And he's been worse. And now they've added Davante Adams, and hopefully that relationship can get back to where it was. They've added Hassan Reddick, and so maybe you could start getting after the quarterback a little bit better. They should be able to figure out a way to win this week. And they do have enough talent to go on the improbable run. It seems like probably too much for me for a team that hasn't shown me any ability to do so. But I mean, I respect Aaron Rodgers, and he's talking about things. He's taking a lot of the blame on himself. He's taking a lot of the responsibility. I think he's trying to be a leader for this team. I do. I'm not as down on Aaron Rodgers at the moment as I was after the Denver game where he was terrible. After the Bills game, he didn't play well at all. Like, he was better over the last couple weeks, and I think he's trying to lead this team as best he can. But for whatever reason, this Jet group, and again, I'm sorry, firing the head coach was I said it then, I'll say it now. You know, I don't think he was a very good head coach, but it doesn't work in the NFL. There is literally no example of firing a head coach and then building on it. Like, it typically means you're a terrible football team and there is no return. Now, I know very seldom this early in the season and very seldom with a talented team like the Jets, and they are talented. But right now, they're going to try and rely on this, you know, positivity theme. And Aaron Rodgers is going to try to relax them a little bit. And it all comes down to him executing and this offense executing. He also said something in the interview where he said this team has been a defensive franchise for a long time. And we hear Bill Belichick talk about this team dating back to when he was the coordinator, defensive. And Rex Ryan has been popular screaming about it, being a damn Jet and having some, you know, self-pride and being a Jet and all the yelling he's done. And obviously they were a defensive team under Rex Ryan. It's true. This team has been, I mean, think of all the different coaches they've had. Rex Ryan, Todd Bowles, Robert Saleh, all defensive coordinators. This team has been a defensive-themed team for a long time. And it is time that Aaron Rodgers in this offense goes out and wins games. That's not an excuse for what happened in the second half of this Pittsburgh game and how this defense was run on. It's not an excuse for what happened the first game of the season against San Francisco when you felt like, wow, well, hey, they're the best roster in football. They've been struggling a lot over the last few weeks and lost to Kansas City this week and didn't look like a juggernaut that, you know, Kansas City had no way to stop the run. I mean, this defense has not been as good as you would hoped it would be, and I'm not saying this is an excuse or it's okay for the defense to not be as good as we all hoped it would be, and maybe Hassan Reddick can help. But, yeah, when you get Aaron Rodgers, you have Devontae Adams, you have Breece Hall, you have Garrett Wilson, you revamp this offensive line. The offense needs to go out there and win games. Flat out, win games. There's no excuse they didn't win the Bronco game. There's no excuse they didn't win the Bills game. They should go out and win the football game. They beat New England, and they'll probably be able to do it again. But it's from that point on, the offense has got to be good enough to go out there and win games even when the defense isn't there for them. That's why you brought in Aaron Rodgers. That's the power of positivity. That's the snowball turned into an avalanche that they're looking for. Actual offensive play, touchdowns, sustained offense. Even they played well in the first half of this Pittsburgh game and played well at times. They scored 15 points and then didn't do anything the entire second half. That can't happen. That can't happen. Aaron Rodgers has got to find a way to get this team moving in the right direction offensively and start putting up 30 points and winning games. And I do believe the momentum and the feel of this team can change rather quickly. They're talented enough. It's just what kind of has the hole they've already dug too big for them?